Drive with Ricky.
Scott Maria, I'm looking at a live shot of this new accident, southbound I-15. It's right about 80th South, and right now I'm seeing center lanes blocked to traffic and delays are stacking up pretty quickly with stop-and-go speeds back to the South Interchange. In addition to your normal afternoon drive slowdowns that go from 4500 South and all the way through Murray. Once you're past this accident, speeds open up again until you get to Draper. Northbound I-15, spots of slowing, Draper, Sandy, and Midvale. And southbound I-215's West Belt, heavy and slow. That's from 9th South to the 21st South Freeway. Jared Auger.
8400 West, heavy and slow from a crash between the 201 Freeway and 2800 South. We're also seeing heavy delays on 5600 West from the 201 freeway to 31st South. There is a crash in the mix there about 25th South. Now I-15 heavy and slow from Bluffdale all the way down to Lehigh, Maine, and then we are seeing some heavy delays northbound I-15 from American Fork all the way up to almost Thanksgiving Point. Mark.
Northbound I-15, you're rolling along nicely, really. It's actually an improvement. South Salt Lake through downtown and up to the North Interchange. A little bit of resistance, about 2300 North Warm Springs. You're used to that. But then the I-15 delays in Davis County really aren't improving a whole lot. You're still about 30 minutes. Salt Lake City to Farmington. The delays, Centerville now, headed to Layton Hills Mall. Fruit Heights delays on northbound Highway 89. And now you're developing delays past Kaysville on the way up to SR-193, the 82nd Annual Ute Stampede Rodeo in Nephi, July 14th through 16th. Family fun, parades, cowboys, and Hall of Famer. Cotton Rossers, Flying U Rodeo Company. Tickets at UteStampedeRodeo.com. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.